Thank you, Scott. Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back to Waconia Lions Park, Lions Field, as game number two of the evening session. It's Luxembourg taking on St. Benedict as lineups are being introduced right now. Kirby Emish. So we might as well give those lineups to our listeners.
You want them?
Let's get them.
I'll get them to you. Leading off for the St. Benedict Saints. The Saints come from... just had this too. They do your homework, Kirby. Be ready to play ball. They come from Region 3 to the 4 seed, the St. Benedict Saints. Leading off in right field, Jeremy Heitkamp batting second at shortstop. It is Mitchell Martin batting third in left field, Derek Albers. Batting fourth, the DH, Zach Bacco. Batting fifth at third base, Matt Mortensen. Batting sixth in center field, Nick Heitkamp. Batting seventh and catching, Nolan Eichens. Batting eighth at first base, John Huss. Batting ninth at second base, Brendan Heitkamp, and on the mound and being DH4 is Nick Holland. Again, Heitkamp, Martin, Albers, Bacco, Mortensen, Heitkamp, Eichens, Huss, and Heitkamp with Nick Holland on the mound being DH4. For the Luxembourg Brewers, leading off in center field, Luke Harn batting second at shortstop, Ethan Fruth. Batting third at third, Derek Orth. Batting fourth, the DH, Reed Funnenstein. Batting fifth in right field, Noah Grove. Batting sixth at first base, Isaac Machinsky. Batting seventh in left field, Sam Eiten. Batting eighth at second base, Connor Clark. Batting ninth in catching, DJ Krohn. On the mound in pitching will be JT Harn. Again, Harn, Fruth, Orth, Funnenstein, Grove, Machinsky, Eiten, Clark, Krohn with JT Harn on the mound for the Lux Brewers. As Randy, who's bringing us Lux baseball tonight?
It's Albany and Richmond A&W, IPM of Wade Park, Rambo of New London, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, and I know Dale Kipmeyer is listening attentively, or maybe he's here in the crowd tonight. Dale runs Promotional Resources, former Luxembourg Brewer. Erkins Water of Cold Spring helping us out. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, and Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud are Luxembourg sponsors for tonight's ballgame. And Kirby, on the mound, you mentioned JT Harn, and this guy in Region 15C was dynamite.
Man, this guy was fun to watch in regions, and I'm glad, you know. Yeah, Funnenstein's good. That would have been a nice watch tonight. But JP went 18 innings, gave up 4 runs, 3 earned, 21 strikeouts, 2 walks, and hit one batter. As he's just gonna come right at you, Randy. And sometimes he'll lull you to sleep, but man, changing looks. Different pitches. He's a good pitcher, and it's going to be a fun one this evening with JT.
I can tell you what, if you're a teammate, he's going to beat you out onto the field.
Oh, yeah. You're not beating him. You're not beating him out there.
Not at all. So I think we're in for a treat when JT Harn hits the mound, and that treat is coming tonight. The left-hander is ready to go, and we're ready for baseball here on KASM. Randy Rothstein with you. Kirby Hemish, my partner, with me here too, and Scott Stevens producing our game in our Chasm Sports Studios. Again, if you want to watch all the rebroadcasts of our region games, state tournament games, go to mychasm.com. Kirby, you'll have those posted sometime.
I'll get Monday, them Monday. Oh, it's only 5 games this week. That's nothing.
Piece of cake. It is Jeremy Heitkamp into the box, and the first pitch from Harn.
Strike. Shocker.
Strike. And 0-1. The left-hander Harn delivers, and a ball inside, and the count 1-1. Heitkamp's, they're like Schlungens or Leasers back in Stearns County. There's 3 of them in the lineup tonight.
Got a little terrace to them.
Yeah, that's right, or terrace. Here's a high chopper in the infield over at short. It's Fruth on the short hop. Why not? We've seen great defense today. Ethan Fruth. Flash a little leather there.
Whoa. That was great. Randy's got that short hop. He comes in, makes the play. It's kind of that I have to pick it right here, otherwise it's going to be a base hit or it's going to get past me. So he just rips it right through, makes the catch, flips it across the diamond for an easy out number one.
Yeah, we can put 4 or 5 stars in our scorebook around that 6-3 because 6-3 doesn't do it justice.
We saw some great plays today at the shortstop position.
Watertown Midway, from what I'm seeing on their Minnesota baseball website, they're still playing.
That's the 4:30 game
That's
over in Hamburg?
4:30 in Hamburg, yeah. Here's the pitch to number 2 hitter, Mitchell Martin, inside a ball and 1-0.
You get an inning on that?
They don't give an inning, and I'm not seeing a score either. It just says watch live.
Okay.
So they're being very, very secretive. You can go to iScore and watch it, I guess. Here's the pitch. There's a strike call. A little breaker from JT. And the count of ball and a strike. Derek Albers on deck. The left-hander Hirons pitch. Outside a ball. And 2-1. Gorgeous night, as you can see the flags now just becoming more and more still as the evening goes on. There are flashes of sunshine in left center field. Pitch a little bit low from JT, and the count at 3-1.
I think they're only in like the sixth inning. That can't be, can it?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
My score that I had quite a while ago was fifth inning, and it was 2-1, Watertown. There's a strike called, and the count at 3-2 now. Well, we're 1-for-1 today. Spring Hill won earlier, 4-3-11. Richmond losing a tough one, 4-3 to Dumont. As that pitch is outside a ball and a walk, a rarity that we see from JT Harn.
Yeah, he only had two in two complete games that he pitched in the regional tournament. So coming out with a walk, the second batter is a bit of a head scratcher, a little bit.
Derek Albers stepping up to the plate.
Lux used to have a guy named Derek Albers.
I know. This kid played at Crown College. Big, tall, right-handed hitter. The lead by Martin at first. Arns pitch. That catches the corner. And 0-1 to Albers. Well, it's one strike. Martin very careful with his lead. Machinsky holding him there. And this one's popped up. In foul ground, catcher Krohn calling for it, and again, Machinsky didn't come in and help Krohn out there to ask your catcher to go up the line and field that. That might have been a first baseman ball. It was high enough for him to get to it.
Yeah, Isaac didn't really move. It's glad to see Isaac back into the lineup as he missed last Sunday's game, the region championship for Luxembourg. But yeah, just off the bat, he didn't even give an effort there. Krohn maybe calling it right away, but still, yeah. If you can come over from first base, Randy, make that
just
catch.
Got a better angle on it. So new life for Derek Albers. One out, one on. Martin leads from first. JT Harn comes home, pitches inside a ball. Going to get a correction here. One ball, two strikes the count. 1-2. JT Harn, quick glance over to first. And the left-hander's pitch. This is lined to right center field. And that drop ball comes back to haunt Luxembourg here. As on to third goes Martin. And a one-out single for Albers.
Seems to always kind of be the case. Huh? You
it
get that
does.
Drop pop up and you give him the extra. You know, it's not a million for a million by any means, but it was just like, well, you really want to give this three-hitter another chance? And then he smacks one to right center. They go first to third, and now you're in hot water right away here in the first inning.
First and third, cleanup hitter, Zach Bacco. Coming up to the plate, the DH. Bacco, a right-handed hitter. First and third, Albers lead, and here's a little bloop in the infield to second for one from Clark. The relay to first, not in time, and St. Benedict is going to get on the board first as that ball just hit too slowly for Connor Clark to really get a good turn on getting two.
The only way he might have had a chance there is tagging the runner and
good
going
point.
Straight to first base as
good
opposed
point.
To going all the way to second and then coming all the way back to first, but Connor deciding right away, Randy, that he's going to go to two on it and try to spin it there. Just like you said, it hit a little too slow, so St. Benedict strikes first in the first.
Mitchell Martin comes across to score. 1-0 St. Benedict. And JT Harn delivers outside a ball, 1-0. Something JT's probably not used to is pitching from behind.
No, he's been ahead basically the entire postseason.
1-0 with a count to Matt Mortensen, and Mortensen will foul this one off, and the count of ball and a strike. 1-1 the count. back into the box. And JT Harn delivers. Here's a foul to the backstop. And a count, one ball, two strikes now to Mortensen.
We appreciate you joining us on Chasm tonight. Listeners back in the Lux area, maybe.
Two outs, one on, one run in. Curveball, drive to right field, shallow right field, coming in hard and making a jumping catch out there in right field is Noah Grove, and that'll end the first for St. Benedict. One run and one hit, no errors and one left on. We have played a half an inning. St. Benedict 1, Luxembourg coming to bat. More state tournament baseball in 1 minute. 1 minute here on KASN.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
One nothing, St. Benedict leading Luxembourg as the Brewers make their way to the plate here in the first inning. Kirby will have more baseball tomorrow here on KASM bright and early, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
A couple seam heads like us, Randy, why not? As we'll get two more tomorrow. Starts at 11. It'll be Kimball taking on Union Hill right here at Waconia. Then we get a break in between the games. Then we'll be back with a nightcap tomorrow night as Painesville will take on Austin, the Pirates, back in the state tournament. Both those games here in Waconia. The bracket was nice to us, huh?
Yeah, bracket was really nice to us. I talked to Tom Marquardt middle of the week, and Tom had said, too, that it appears that Ben Johnson, he's given his 10 days of rest, that Ben should get the ball for the Kimball Express tomorrow, and we're banking on probably Grady Fuchs starting for Painesville tomorrow.
That should be, I mean, pretty good start, yeah. Right there each way. We don't know much about Union Hill or Austin, other than the fact that they come here a lot. But that's the starters we know about. That'll be good.
And at the plate, it's Luke Harn for Luxembourg. The Brewers getting their first look at Nick Holland on the mound. Next first pitch of ball. And the pitch low and inside and 2-0. Holland, a right-hander for St. Benedict. Looks like a young kid out on the mound. Right-hander's pitch. Harn will take it for a strike and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Thank you for joining us tonight here on KASM. This is fouled at the plate off the catcher and 2-2. Two to the count.
Kind of an up and down region for Harn. He had a nice game, bad game. Bad game, nice game. He ended up 5-for-19, scored a couple of runs, had an RBI, but up and down.
Two balls, two strikes.
I love when a pitcher asks what the count is.
Harn, Fruth, and North.
How do you not know? First. You're the pitcher.
Harn drives this to left center field. That's down for a base hit. Fielded out there by the left fielder, Albers, and back into the infield. And Luke Harn gets it going for the Brewers. Here in the first.
Leadoff knock for Luke. That lefty swing, just punching it right to left center. We saw Brady Clare do that. We've seen some other lefties throughout the day do that, just taking that pitch and punching it right over to left center. Nice job for Luke. Leader aboard.
Bring Ethan Fruth to the plate. And Fruth puts down a bunt. That'll go foul in the count 0-1.
The pitcher is young. The catcher is even younger.
Yeah, exactly. Both look like very young guys. So back with the ball is Nick Holland on the mound.
Says he's 21.
And Harn will lead from first. Quick throw to first and back safely is Luke. Over at third base, Matt Mortensen. At short, Mitchell Martin. At second base, it's Brendan Heitkamp. And over at first base, John Hoos. The pitch, ball outside, and the count 1-1.
So Luck's looking to play some small ball here, Randy, right away off the bat.
Trying to get the equalizer, then build off of that. Left field, Derek Albers in center field. Nick Heitkamp out in right field. Jeremy Heitkamp throw to first. Back safely is Harn. And behind the plate, Nolan Eichens. On the mound, Holland. Putting a bunt down right out in front of the plate. Is Pruth throw to first in time, and Ethan gets Luke Harn to second.
Nice sacrifice right there. Man, that grass just gobbled that up, Randy, off the bat. It's like, oh, did he hit that a little too hard? And it just kind of stayed put right in front of the mound.
Yeah, you thought he made pretty good contact initially that it would roll back to Holland on the mound. And, no, it kind of died right there. And so one on, one out. That one on is in scoring position. And Luke Harn out at second. Here comes Derek Orth to the plate. Derek had a quiet region.
Big time. I had him 1-for-14.
So due to break out of maybe that little mini slump. And Orth, ground ball to second. That's fielded cleanly and over to first. Low throw. 4-3 on the putout.
Funny how that works sometimes. You think you have all the time in the world, and that's the time you kind of spike it a little bit,
yeah.
Where if that was hit right at him or up the middle and he had to make a play on it and be quick, it would have been a solid throw.
Sure. That'll bring designated hitter Reed Funnenstein to the plate. When you don't see Reed on the mound and hitting, you see Reed DHing for the Luxembourg Brewers. And Funnenstein takes a strike 0-1.
Harn deserved the ball. He threw great both games he pitched in, but I think it had any bit of a factor in the fact that Funnenstein threw Sunday and they're playing Saturday already where,
possible.
Where
yeah.
Harn had the whole week off.
Yeah. Very possible. Here's the pitch to Funnenstein. He'll foul it off and the count at 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes.
We had some issues with the sun in left field in the Richmond Dumont game. That is come and gone, Randy.
We have total darkness now. No sunshine on the field.
No, nope. Sunshine in the bat in the distance, but yep. On the field, no pitch missing for high for a ball.
One ball, two strikes to count to Reed Funnenstein, runner at third and two outs. 1-0, St. Benedict leading Luxembourg. And the pitch is high for a ball, and the count 2-2 to Reed.
Trying to get Harn across. He's over at third.
2-2 the count to Funnenstein. Nick Holland on the mound. His pitch. Funnenstein swings and misses at the breaking ball. He's out on strikes, and the Brewers first is done. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played an inning here in Waconia, 1-0, St. Benedict leading Luxembourg. We are back in a minute on KASM.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park. It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
One run, one hit, no errors for St. Benedict. No runs, a hit, and no errors for Luxembourg. Top of the second inning. St. Benedict will send their middle of the order, the number 6, 7, 8 hitters to the plate. Nick Heitkamp, Nolan Eichens, John Hoos. Nick Heitkamp, man center field for St. Benedict. As JT Harn on the mound, the left-hander comes home. Nice breaking ball by JT. And the count 0-1.
That's where you get that. You don't know anything about the guy. You never faced him before. You probably or more than likely didn't face him before, and you get up there. All right, let's see what he's got. And he drops just a beautiful curve, and they're like, oh, man, okay.
Now it's got you guessing. Is that all he's going to throw me, or does he got a fastball? Huh? Pitch missing outside in the count, 1-1. 67 degrees at game time. And no wind. We had 64 this morning and a lot of wind.
Yeah.
Here's a drive to center field. That's going to bloop in for a base hit. That'll drop in front of Luke Hard.
Just punching it to center right there, Randy. Just kind of dropping that one in front of Harn. Leadoff man on. We'll see. We saw the Brewers play small ball. Will St. Benedict follow suit?
Catcher Nolan Eichens, who he said's 21?
21. No, the pitcher's 21. This guy's age wasn't listed.
Oh, Holland. Yeah. Holland's 21. JT Harn forced to work out of the stretch again. And pushing that bunt down the first baseline is Eichens. It hits that grass lip and rolls foul real quick.
Yeah, that stays fair. It's first and second, nobody out, because he just kind of went up that first base line and just kind of squibbed right at the end. And like you said, that grass cutout just kind of forcing it back.
There's almost not any room for a ball on that grass to roll in the dirt and stay fair. You know,
I don't know if there's a ball length in there.
No, it's very slim. 0-1 the count. Two Eichens. Heitkamp leads from first. Machinsky holding him there. Harn comes home. High chopper to third. Ortho go to second for one. Wow. Nice save by Connor Clark. He had a little snow cone on his end of his glove. They get the force at second. The relay to Machinsky not in time. So a 5-4 force.
You said it. The save by Clark at second base. And then Machinsky with a nice save at first base as well. Randy has a low throw from Clark. Isaac able to stay in front of that one. And there wasn't a bunt. They tried swinging away right there, and the Brewers get that lead runner.
One down, one on. Here's John Hoos. Hoos, the first baseman. Brewers looking for another double play opportunity. The kick, the pitch by Harn, right across the plate, and 0-1. Thing I like about JT Harn and what we've seen from him, Kirby, the last three weekends is that he tries to get ahead of every hitter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he doesn't want to work from behind.
And as a defender, man alive, was that the best? When you got a guy working ahead the whole time, you don't have to worry about 2-0s, 3-1s the entire game.
Here's a ground ball foul down the first baseline and quickly in the hole as Hoos set 0-2. On deck, number 9 hitter, Brendan Heitkamp.
Because it seems that's when the defense lacks. When you sit there and you're like kind of waiting and waiting and waiting, then the ball's on you. Yeah. Then you make that error because your head maybe wasn't in the game all the time.
No balls, two strikes. Nick Heitkamp was retired. Eichens on at first now. Here's another foul to the backstop. The count at 0-2 yet. Know a lot of you folks driving home from the Richmond game, picking up our broadcast here tonight. Maybe many of you were at the Spring Hill game earlier. Well, thank you for joining us tonight here on AM 1150. Or those in Luxembourg, you can always tune us in at 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, or on our stream at mychasm.com. A lot of people using that stream, mychasm.com. Pitch outside a ball, and now 1-2 the count. 1-2, 1-1. Here's the pitch, curveball on the ground to second. Clark tries to tag the runner, doesn't get him, throws to Machinsky and safe. So Connor Clark, big time error. And all of a sudden, St. Benedict with runners at first and second.
That's what I was asking him to do the last time, but this time through, the ball kind of gets knocked out of his hands, and next thing you know, it's laying on the ground right there. So you get the runner to advance a second, then you don't get the tail runner either as well. So it's first and second after our first error of the game. Still just the one out.
Eichens ends up on second. Who's at first? And here's number nine hitter, Brendan Heitkamp. He's the second baseman. Pitch inside a ball, 1-0.
I don't think he could have went to second to get two there, so I think he made the right move. It just didn't work out for Clark.
Things happen so fast.
The ball gets rolling.
One ball, no strikes. There's that breaking ball from JT Harn, and 1-1 the count.
So much confidence in that hook. He can throw five pitches for strikes whenever he wants to.
One ball, one strike. JT Harn looking back to second, and the left-hander comes home. There is a strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Now, last night's game was a washout. They're going to make that one up, Kirby. What is it, Sunday?
Tomorrow night, whenever they, you know, whenever the 4:30 games come to an end tomorrow evening, they will pick them up from last night's games. All three of them need to get after it.
Harn's pitch, one hop shot to short. It's a second for one, the relay to first. There you go. 6-4-3 double play. That'll end St. Benedict's second inning. No runs, a hit, one error, one left on. We played 1.5. St. Benedict 1. Luxembourg nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Here in the 8 o'clock hour, thank you to Scott Stevens for manning our controls back at our sports studios in Albany. You'll hear a little more Scott this week as he's sitting in for Adam Ray on Thursday and Friday. See, Scott, that's your reminder already. I told Scott I'd remind him, but Thursday and Friday, Scott will sit in for Adam Ray in the afternoons from 5 to evening 9 o'clock.
No reminder like the on-air reminder, right?
That's right. That's right.
No such thing.
Thank you, Scott. All right, we go to the bottom of the second inning. Noah Grove, Isaac Machinsky, and Sam Eiten batting for the Luxembourg Brewers. And Grove ahead in the count, 2-0. Two outs, no strikes. Nick Holland delivers, missing outside in the count, 3-0. Now, Machinsky, Kirby, did they move him down a spot in the order?
They did. He was hitting fifth. Yeah. When he was healthy, but Grove wasn't here that first weekend.
That's right. That's right. So there's ball four. So four straight. Holland just missing on the outside corner those last two pitches. And now we'll see the big lefty if he can get some swings here. We were all waiting for that in the region tournament. And Isaac never really got a hold of one good.
Luxembourg, their third trip to the state tournament, 2014, 18, and this year 2021. Runners up of Region 15C, St. Benedict. Their fourth time, 13, 16, 19, 21, they were the four seed out of Region 3.
Nick Collins pitched down and in the strike zone and 1-0, so five straight.
I looked, it's about half an hour to 35 minutes south is where St. Benedict is from here. So not too bad of a jaunt for the Saints.
As Collins pitch, breaking ball there is a strike called and 1-1. Of course, Luxembourg, all they want to do is get on Highway 15, and then it's home to Lux.
It's pretty easy sledding, huh?
Yeah. One ball, one strike. Machinsky drives this to shallow left center field, coming in and making the catch. Left fielder Derek Albers for the first out. We're not at that time of the night yet. They've had the lights on for quite a while here since the beginning of our game already, but there will be that time of the night when we will see the power of these lights and if outfielders maybe misjudge a fly ball or a pop-up.
Not quite dusk time yet.
No. Here's Sam Eiten. As the throw goes to first, and back safely is Noah Grove. Eiten will foul this one off and out of play.
David Jonas listening in Waite Park. He's got his feet up listening to Kirby and Randy tonight. Not a bad Saturday night for DJ, huh?
Wow. Is he still struggling from the last two weekends? Just his legs?
I don't know.
Running all the time?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
What? Oh, Mike. He was off the base. Picked him off.
Noah Grove couldn't keep his foot on the base as it wasn't quite Kent Herbeck-like, but Grove gets picked off at first while standing up.
Are you just trying to badger David Jonas now? But, yeah, no, he got back to the bag, had his foot on the bag, and then the tag was still applied, and apparently he took his foot off the bag. And they.
You see that first baseman every once in a while just keep that ball on and kind of antagonize the runner. Here's a pop-up in the infield as I kind of weaves around the first baseman. And that's going to do it. The Brewers go down here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. So we played two. It's St. Benedict 1, Luxembourg nothing more. State Tournament Baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Our automotive journey began when Dwayne Gilliland was hired as a service tech at a dealership. Dwayne worked his way up to service manager and then to general manager. He told the owner that he'd hoped to own his own dealership, so the employer helped Dwayne achieve his dream and worked with him to secure the purchase of Bastion Chevrolet in 1986. Dwayne and Karen, along with their young children, Christy and Grant, moved from Grand Forks to St. Cloud to begin living the dream of owning a Chevrolet dealership, Gilliland Chevrolet. Currently, Christy and Grant have grabbed a hold of the family business torch and continue to live by their father's principles and traditions. Please join us for our 35th anniversary celebration and car show. Enjoy beautiful classics, live music, games, food, and more. The Gilliland family and team are so grateful for your support over the past 35 years and look forward to celebrating with you on August 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. All makes and models welcome. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Gilliland makes the difference.
Well, a 1-0 St. Benedict lead after two innings in our books, and we turn the next five innings over to Kirby Hemish.
Well, thank you, Randy, as it'll be Jeremy Heitkamp, Mitchell Martin, and Derek Albers. Top of the third, top of the order. Looking to add on are the St. Benedict Saints. Their second look at JT Harn. Harn gets a sign from DJ Krohn. Lefty's ready. First offering, Greg Buntetemp pulled back on. Pitch missing outside for a ball. Bounced out to shortstop Ethan Fruth on that nice pick at short by Ethan on the short hop. Four out number one back in the first inning. 1-0 pitch missing down for a ball. Now 2-0. Haven't seen quite that pinpoint control that we've seen from Harn recently.
No.
As JT ready. Is 2-0 pitch that is on the black for a strike, moving our count to 2-1. Heitkamp, Martin, Albers, part of the order that got the run across back in the first for these St. Benedict Saints. 2-1 pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Count will remain at 2-2. Calvin Kaltoff listening in Fargo tonight. Hello, Calvin. Rocky's everywhere, huh? I see him in the top row over there.
Yeah, there David Sister's sitting there.
David Sister's still here. Has the two-strike pitch in there, strike three. Harn drops the hook on the back door to Jeremy Heitkamp. Looking strikeout right there. Out number one, strikeout number one for JT.
A good pitcher like JT Harn, I think – even though St. Benedict maybe had some success with Harn in that first inning, he gets tougher to face. He just does. He gets more frustrating as a hitter.
Oh, I mean, we've seen it. We have two firsthand examples as the first offering missing down and away to Mitchell Martin.
Yeah, and the harder you think you got him figured out, the harder it is to bat.
That's always the worst when you go up there. I remember over the years managing and guys would be struggling a little bit and they'd come back to the dugout and I'd say, well, what are you seeing? I'm like, oh, it looks like it's good hit speed to me. You know, this will be fine. I'm like, well, why aren't you hitting him then? I'm like, what's going on? 2-0 pitch to Martin. That's right in there for a strike at 2-1. Why, Kirby? Because baseball is really, really hard.
Yeah.
A round ball with a round bat. As JT right back, his 2-1 offering. Pitch dropped in there with the hook. Evens it up at 2-2.
I really do, looking at the first two innings, like the Brewers' chances, even though they're down 1-0. I think the pitcher they're seeing in Nick Holland, it's like some of the league pitching they see. Not much different.
Sure. 2-2 offering, curveball that's dropped into left field, and coming on, making the catch in left is Sam Eiten on a dive. You know, he plays hard, makes that diving grab in left field for out number two.
Thank you, Sam Eiten. What a nice catch. The day continues with more just stellar plays defensively.
Seen it all day, morning till night. Two gone now. Brings Derek Albers to the plate as Albers' first offering from Harn. Pitch laced into the left field corner. That ball's going to twist foul. Much like Hamburg, you run out of foul real estate as the park gets deeper and deeper. Kind of veer it off down there. Great complex, though, here in Waconia. Never been until today. I get to come back tomorrow and probably next week at some point, too. And it's just not hating our view. Randy, to say the least, is the one strike offering. Harn's pitch popped up foul the other way, out of play. 0-2.
And we'll be here next Saturday night at 7:00. Spring Hill and New Ulm.
There it is.
Same time, same place next week.
Chargers will be ready. They'll be charged up too. Two strike pitch hit on the ground, foul up the third baseline. Just sneaking wide of the bag at third.
This Albers does not get cheated with his cuts.
No, he doesn't. Just
strong contact.
Hitting third for a reason. He singled, and he was part of that double play. Or he was the fielder's choice earlier. Ground ball to Clark at second. He got the lead runner. He's back in the first inning. Two-strike pitch again. Fastball missing up and away. Moving our count to 1-2.
You wonder how big is Waconia? We had the sign coming in, 10,000 some people here in Waconia.
Awesome facilities. Football field looked nice. 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground towards short. Fruth stays down on it. Throw across the diamond. It pulls Machinsky off the bag, but the big fella applies the tag to Albers. 6-3 on the putout to retire the Saints in order here in the third. They score no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We have played 2.5? It's still 1-0 in favor of St. Benedict. On to the third inning, coming up in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Summertime is baseball time in Central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
For the Brewers in the third, Connor Clark, DJ Crone, Luke Harn, 8-9-1 for the Brew Crew, trying to get back that run that they allowed back in the first inning. First look for Clark and Crone at Nick Holland. Young right-hander, first pitch, laced into center field. Solid knock for Connor Clark. He's aboard. First pitch swinging, Randy, your favorite.
Absolutely. First pitch swinging, going after that strike. Third inning in a row. Luxembourg's had the leadoff man on, Kirby. Let's see if they can do something here in the third.
So Chris Knaus bunted Ethan Fruth in the first inning. He did not bunt Isaac Machinsky in the second inning. He's over at third. As we'll see and watch the top hand of DJ Crone. Clark's a good ball player.
Yeah, he is.
Nice pickup for the Brewers. Corey Wentz told us that. As taking a strike in there, no indication of a bunt from DJ Crone. Corey Wentz told us that Connor just called and asked if he could play. Not bad for your starting second baseman, eight hitter on a state tournament team.
There's a lot of managers that would love to take that call, huh?
Oh. Phone never rang as the one strike pitch missing low to Crone evens it up at 1-1. DJ in Regents, 2-for-12. Scored a couple runs, had two doubles though. Hit by a pitch. Pickoff attempt back safely and staying on the bag as the tag stays applied is Connor Clark. 1-1 the count. Right-hander set. That's big Nick Holland. This pitch lifted towards first. That ball is a foul ball.
By a foot.
Just behind the bag at first. Little cue shot. Right there from Crone, but it just twists foul, moving our count to 1-2.
Yeah, DJ in regional play, Kirby, he came up some important times, got some good sacrifices down, but played a great game defensively for the Brewers. Really impressed with the young kid.
Tough catcher.
Yeah.
Tough catcher. 1-2 the count here. As the right-hander ready. 1-2 pitch to Crone, off-speed missing down and away from Nick Holland. Evens us up at 2-2. The nightcap, first round state tournament action between St. Benedict and Luxembourg. It's 1-0 St. Ben's right now. Man on, nobody out for Lux here. 2-2 pitch, that misses inside. May have been a pitcher in the game prior who would have thought that would have hit him. I'll leave it at that. My saltiness will come to an end, I promise, at some point. Full count now, full bolt to DJ Crone, see if Clark gets put in motion. He stays put. 3-2 pitch, hit on the ground towards short. Could be two. To second for one, the relay, not in time. Crone beats it out. A little too deep in the hole over there. A nice spin at second base by the second baseman, Brendan Heitkamp, but a little too slow to get two.
Hey, stick around. Our post-game show, we'll name that coveted Chasm Cap player of the game that's coming up in our post-game show following our broadcast tonight. And by the way, Scott Stevens, don't forget to grab your coveted Chasm Cap.
It's
of the night.
It's right behind you.
Right behind you, Scott.
Back to the top of the order, and Luke Harn, who looked at a ball. Luke singled, was bunted to second, ended up at third on a right side bounce out, stayed put right there. Best Lux threat back in the first inning. As the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. At first base, it is DJ Crone. He takes over for Connor Clark. This pitch popped up. That'll twist foul. Moving our count to 1-2. Richmond boys, Randy, they have found the beer tent. One and two the count. One away. Top of the order here for Lux in the bottom of the third inning. Right-hander Nick Holland ready. That pitch missing high for a ball to Harn. Evens us up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. What a day we've seen. 4-3 game in 11. Spring Hill victors over Delano. 4-3 game with Dumont defeating Richmond just before. 2-2 pitch waved at and missed, and Harn's out on strikes.
Boy, did he pull the string there. Took something off. And Luke way out in front of it.
Saw that eye-high fastball on 1-2, Randy. Change that eye trajectory, and then you bring the hook right back after it. So two dead, Ethan Fruth to the plate now.
Holland with two strikeouts in the game.
First pitch swinging, that rings the bell here at Waconia. It's that, what is that, metal beam or something like
that?
Yeah,
big metal beam. Ball hits it squarely.
One strike the count to Nick Holland. More baseball tomorrow, too. Kimball at 11, taking on Union Hill. Painesville at 4:30. They'll duke it out with Austin. I'm excited to see the Pirates, Randy.
I am, too.
That is no offense to Kimball.
Not at all.
That'll be fun. Tommy and the boys, that'll be just fine. But you get those teams that haven't made it in so long. And, you know, like when Lux made it and they came with, didn't they have like four fan buses that time back in 2014?
Just an incredible amount, yeah.
1-1 pitch. There goes the runner. The throw down to second base is a dart from behind the plate. Whoa. Nolan Eichens hanging laundry, Randy. A strike to second to throw out DJ Krohn. For out number three, that does it for Lux here in the third. No runs on one hit, no errors, nobody left. We've played 3-1 in favor of St. Benedict. We are on to the fourth, coming up in 1 minute. You're listening to Luxembourg State Tournament Baseball right here on KASM.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me wherever I am. Just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me. Like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.